release what? Look, release grace over you and impart. That's what's coming from grace. The grace he released over you, it will impart total well-being into our lives. Will we be challenged? You know, you better know we will. Paul said, I fought with demons and beasts and everything else. But what he said, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Huh? That don't mean that, yeah, as long as you're in this body, in this flesh, you have some, you're going to have to deal with the devil. But he has no right, no authority to rule your life in no area. And we have allowed it because we did not know how, or if we did, we didn't do it. And we didn't know how to get that knowledge in our spirit, the revelation of it, and so we could renew our mind to it, so we could walk in this place. But we heard all our life, wherever going to be, going to be. Y'all, we have some good days, and we got a song. And we sing it. There are some good days. There's some hills to climb. You know I'm telling the truth. Amen. We sing them. But when I look around, I say my good days outweigh my bad days. The scripture said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Why are you rejoicing? Because I don't have no bad days. I have some testing days. I have some trying days, but my days are good because God gave me good days. And so we let that get in us, and that hinder us from receiving just what I said, because we thinking we're supposed to have good days, bad days, up days, down days. Then we have another. Sometimes I'm up, and I used to preach, sometimes down. Yeah, almost level to the ground. Yeah! You know why you up and down? Because you were living up and down. If you get on the up, you can live up. Because he lifted us up. He didn't put us down. He brought us out. He didn't leave us in. He brought us out so we could be free. That's what he did for Israel. As long as they stayed in Egypt, they was in bondage. They got out and they wouldn't go in. They stayed, they was out there struggling around in the wilderness. But when they went into the fruitful heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Look at verse 3. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift. What is a love gift? I didn't do a thing in the world to earn it. I loved you so much I gave it to you. And all you had to do is receive it. You didn't sweat not one time. You didn't struggle not one time. You didn't try to have to lay up at night, try to figure out how I'm going to get this. It's a love gift. Whew. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father. Where? From our wonderful Heavenly Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us, what? Wrapped in Christ. He sees us. You got to get this. That's the way he sees us. He don't see you as a sinner. He don't see you trying to make it, I mean, barely trying to get by. He sees you wrapped in Christ, just like Jesus. And Jesus at the right hand of God, what is he struggling with? The reason it happened, because our mind hadn't been renewed. We think we're supposed to struggle because somebody told us. But he sees us what? Wrapped in Christ. This is why we celebrate him, remember? This is why sometimes people, since you're here and this, I know he's talking about the rest of the folk because they're not here. This is why many of you come here and you just drag in, you don't have no praise, no, because you don't know what you got. You think you're drugged down, beat down, and that's the way you act. Praise the Lord. If you knew what you had, you wouldn't let that junk ride you, pulling you down. Shame. I ain't gonna raise my hand. Somebody see me and get out the ball game. Can't hear the ball. Can't hear the announcer on the announcer for you. But you shame up in church. Here's what I want to get across. Whew. When you get to Revelation, so we'll talk about that in a minute. When you get to Revelation in your heart, that you're not trying to get blessed, and we make this statement, God bless you. No, he's already blessed you. Amen. God bless you. No, I'm already blessed. Because that's what he just said. And what the Lord said, he said, tell them, start believing what I say in my word and stop believing these things you hear people talk against my word. And we just hear the word blessed, and we don't separate it, investigate it and listen and find out what is being said and how it's being said. Jesus is never going to come back again to redeem us from anything.